Okay, good afternoon, Mr. Chan. This is the third movie here in Venice.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
Good weather. Very, very good. And the, you know, sunshine and a little bit cold.
Cold?
A little bit cold. It's just a little bit. But it's a for a vacation. It's a very, very good place, you know.
Yeah. Are you having fun?
Just busy, not time to go for fun, you know.
Okay, let's talk about the movie. I was particularly interested in the public toilets that you showed in your movie.
Yes.
The way people like all stand there together and talk while they are doing their things. Is this normal?
Something normal, something not normal. You know, it's such like young people in my movie, you know, I can, you know, talking about some realistic case. You know, if you are the member in the deceased family, you will feel their feelings. You have their feelings when the hospital reject your patient. You are, I mean, the deceased members. So you have no hope again. So especially for the family guy will be think if there is a one small opportunity, they have to do that. So for my experience, I have a one time to talk my friend to China to looking for the medicine. I mean the stranger doctor. And some friends do the same thing as me. So this quite Asia. This quite Asia. I don't know when Western people get diseased, they how to do that. I don't know. Maybe just lie down on the bed to waiting for death or die. I don't know. But for Asian, many people concerned about how to save the life. So they would do anything they can do, like young people in the public toilet. Yeah, that's true.
And what kind of relationship is there with the public toilet and the fact that when you go to the bathroom you feel very well and the disease?
Yeah. You know, human eat here every day, shit there every day.
And if you don't shit, then you feel bad.
Yes, and you shit more. It's bad also. So it's a complicated body theory. So when I'm thinking about this subject matter, you know, it's a very good subject matter. But the other side, you think this good subject matter, you can make it movie easily, but you know the audience really hates to mention toilets. You know, how do you do that? How do you avoid the dirty things you look in the toilet? You know, and I mean for Western society, the public toilet will be clear more than Asia. So Asia is a poor country, I think, like in India, you will see in the movie, many people can get pit in the streets. This very, I mean, this the culture. I cannot get any, you know, critics for them, you know. But this culture, I know. So you have to respect their culture. So this is why you have to create the other story or other character or other concept. You know, I don't want to repeat the same such a matter in toilet. I mean, many directors already do the story in toilet before, like gangster or like horror movie or like love story movie or gay movie in the toilet. I don't want to repeat this. So you have to create a new, very new, and very interesting. I mean, the audience can accept. So this is my new problem stories. What's happening in the movie? Yeah.
I was wondering if you are aware of a very famous song here in Italy, sung by Roberto Benigni, one of our famous directors, that is based on the shit. He actually sang a song and called it the song of the shit, La canzone della merda. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if you ever heard about it. He sang it, and it's very famous.
Oh, really?
And basically it talks about how good it is to go to the bathroom and how the world should be so happy to shit. And this is a very famous song that sometimes you can hear playing.
Really?
You never heard about it?
I don't know.
Check it up.
Check it out, okay.
Check it up.
So when I writing my words in the song, so I think how can I do that? So now the song is already you know, in the movie. So it's by English singer.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, it's very interesting. It's a light shit movie and shit song.
It's very famous.
Yeah.
Now I wanted to talk about this collaboration you had with the actors that come from Korea and Japan. How did you work with them? How was it? How did you compound the whole thing?
It's a very complicated, you know, everybody's new. And in China, they are no professional actors. It's all, I met it in the streets, you know, it's young people. And Korea, one guy is already, you know, famous in Korea. The girl and the tall guy is first time to be actor in my movie. And Hong Kong is a New York part. It's the girl and the boy is already famous in Hong Kong because all joining my movie, May Hong Kong and Longer Summer, they get you know, reputation now. And the India part is I employed two India kids from Hong Kong, first time, you know, we all go to India to make me crazy. They all, you know, students, not any experience for acting, you know. And the other part in China, in China or not? No, okay. Overall, combined together. Different country, different language, different culture. Wow, make me crazy. I think next time I have to avoid this combination. I have to, you know. Sometimes you don't know what kind of language you say, you know,
uh-huh,
on the set, you know. So it's a complex event, you know.
Did you already distribute the movie in Hong Kong?
Not yet. Okay. They just finished. So when you see this version, it's not so good version. It's not a final version.
Uh-huh.
Because we go here so rush, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we just finish the clinical, mm-hmm, section, and then we have no time to correct the color again. So this first time you see the movie, so you are very lucky.
I remember seeing the first movie I saw by you.
Which one?
Was The Longest Summer. Was in Udine at the Far East Film Festival that you probably know, very famous. And I was fascinated by that movie. I know this is not the context, but why don't you say a few words about that movie that touched me so much? It was such a very different from the other.
Longer Summer is a melodrama. It's a melodrama, but you know, in Hong Kong, not any mainstream filmmaker talking up to get attention to shooting the 1990s issue in the industry. I'm very lucky to do that movie because you know, I combine mainstream and independent system together to make it that way. Because in Hong Kong, nobody concerned about the society problem. But in the Long summer, this is a real feeling. When I met the, some people, I mean the retired soldier in the streets, they say their feelings to me because, you know, that year just had over. Hong Kong government, you know, fired them, did not arrange the new work to them. So they get very, very confused to look, you know, for the new job, you know. When you are already 40 years old or 50 years old, how can you do that? So that's why I'm making longer summer to that year. But I create the other character to get a struggle. That's why I create the brother, young brother. It's a, maybe represent the young teenage, you know, when a new government, a new boss come, you know, appearance, that they will say the new boss is young people or new generation maybe. But that year, you know, the young people, I mean, this is the whole world's problem. The young people has no job now. They have no. Actually, we meet the many young people just you know, enjoy life, don't enjoy working. So, I mean, I create two generation to get a struggle to fight each other in the movie. So that's why I really love Longer Summer, but for commercial wise, not so successful in Hong Kong. But it's okay. Overall, if you saw all my movie, you will find out something very interesting. Is all my movie talking about grow up, especially for young people. Grow up, even in public toilet is. The young people to chasing something, but you know, they have to facing the problem, have to solve the problem, you know, that's make them grow up easily and faster. So that's my, maybe this is an independent way. If you get more money, you don't need to do that. You can employ the famous actor, actress to making mainstream movie. You don't need to making such like shit movie, you know.
And now, always talking about The Hangover, how did things change in the Asian movies after 1997?
Okay, during this year, I think Asian movie is quite energetic. Sorry.
You want a glass of water?
It's okay. It's energetic. They create new idea, new concept, new story, new superstar. I mean, the range is so large. It's more than the Western industry. Sorry. Can I?
Water.
Sorry.
It's okay, no problem.
And but after 1997, the Asian market is not so good, especially for Hong Kong and China. I mean, the piracy hold up too much. Their system is not so good. I mean, distribution not so good. For Hong Kong, nowadays the American company look forward China market open, but it's not easy. You know, the system is totally different. You know, so. I think in Asia now, there's just a Korean movie and Thailand movie become mature, become popular. Not just a Hong Kong movie. As a leader, you know, as a leader. But Hong Kong movie, he has, I believe he has an energetic, you know, they will keep running, they will keep being creative. So I think a few years after, maybe they will stronger again. Uh-huh. Yes.
And what is the relationship with the other directors in Hong Kong? Because your cinema is kind of different from the others. I'm referring, like, for example, Ringo Lam's movies that are very action movies. And the typical thing in Hong Kong, and that I personally adore, is this action way of doing their movies. Did you ever think about doing, like, a super action Hong Kong movie? Yeah.
Soon. Soon, huh? You know, I'm grew up in the mainstream industry. My relationship with HR, the director, is quite good. But you know, I go my way to making independent. To get successful in Hong Kong for my position. So I'm very special director in Hong Kong anyway. This is true. But for getting money, it's not successful. Earning money, you know. If you making commercial movie, you can get successful easily. But making independent is very difficult. The market-wise and commercial-wise, and you know, it's very not easy to do that. But they just admire me, you know, to traveling the festival. But I always tell them, festival way is difficult also. You know, even this festival way to get successful is, you know, you have to make the market successful. So your movie has to, you know, make it quality, good quality, which make audience accept it, you know, not just like art house movie. So sometimes somebody say my in Hong Kong, you know, if you go to a festival, the people will say you are art house movie. This is very interesting and strange. So I don't think I don't need to guideline my what kind of movie I am. You know, I just thinking about I'm a filmmaker. I just do anything I like to do, then that's okay.
Even if in some way, I think The Longest Summer has some action in it.
Yeah, it's just a little bit, but not at all, you know. If you're making a real action movie, you have to create more fighting scenes and kung fu scenes, not just gun, just shoot gun, not just. Hello. So, someday, soon, I will totally change, maybe.
And now, I was interesting in talking about the festival. Have you ever been to Udine?
Udine, they invited me to Udine. The longer summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so I have no time to go.
I see.
So do you know one thing is interesting? Nowadays, Udine Festival really like to invite the Hong Kong mainstream filmmaker to join there. So when after many directors go back to return to Hong Kong, their film gets successful in market. So that's where Udine is a lucky place. If you go, okay, your movie will get successful easily next when you go back to Hong Kong. I said, really?
Oh, this is what they say.
No, just you know, some people say that.
Uh-huh.
But yes, some people get successful in Hong Kong. It's true, but I don't know.
Who?
Joe Ma.
Oh,
no. Yeah, his movie always gets successful. So they say they have to go there twice. Yeah.
Okay, last question. What's your next project? And if you will be here in Venice next year too?
Next movie, I now am writing my script. I think this year I don't need to shoot again because I'm too tired, and then I have to create you know, a new idea or a new movie, because from during this year I'm just thinking about the subject matter and then I go to shoot it. So when you see my movie, for some I don't know which one is, sometimes the concept is good but not completely perfect, you know, this is the point. But we believe, especially filmmaker believe, not perfect movie.
You still have to do your perfect movie.
Oh, it's quite difficult. I think never.
Okay.